Josh Hart absolutely destroyed Tyrese Halliburton. In a recent episode of his podcast with Jalen Brunson called The Roommate Show, he recalled what he told Tyrese Halliburton after the Indiana Pacers were swept out of the postseason courtesy of the Boston Celtics. We're going to break down his comments and so much more today. If you're not already subscribed to the channel, go ahead and hit that subscribe button now. And make sure you have notifications turned on so you don't miss a second of the new content. And now, let's get started. Josh Hart roasts Tyrese Halliburton for his playoff performance against the Boston Celtics. Nobody likes to lose in the postseason. I certainly don't like to see a team that I know we're better than beat us and head past us in the Eastern Conference Finals, which is exactly what happened when the Indiana Pacers beat us in Game 7 of the Eastern Conference Semifinals. But either way, they went on to face the Boston Celtics, and they couldn't even get one game. Tyrese Halliburton, for all his heroics, all the games he was playing through injury against the Knicks, he could not do that as he suffered a left hamstring injury, the same injury that took him out during the regular season. And because of that, he could not suit up for the last couple of games against the Boston Celtics. And that was the nail in the Indiana Pacers' coffin. They could never recover. They lost those games. And the Celtics had an easy walk to the NBA Finals, now going up against the Dallas Mavericks. And obviously, Josh Hart, the troll that he is, after seeing this, he had to call Tyrese Halliburton. And after you look at the following video, you're going to see exactly what he told Halliburton about the Indiana Pacers and their performance against the Boston Celtics. Roll it.
Me and Josh had a conversation with Tyrese this morning, and that made me feel a lot better.
Trying to leave us on that cliffhanger like that?
Oh, yeah. It made me feel a lot better.
That's good.
Yeah, it was one of those, I think I said something like, damn, y'all couldn't get one win? Y'all beat us game seven, whatever. Y'all mad hype. Y'all couldn't get one win after three leads in the fourth? I'm like, obviously, if we moved on, JB wouldn't have been playing. I would have tried to play. I don't know how I would have been. But I'm like, damn, we could have did that. Like, shoot, we would have been not have JB. I don't know if I might have played a couple of games. Like, at least get one. Yeah. Shit.
Gentleman sweep.
Yeah, just
one.
Yeah, just one.
They should have, realistically, I mean, they had the lead with what? You said three out of four games?
Three out of four games, the they had a 90% win percentage in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
Hate to see it.
Yeah, that's one of the things. But it's,
hey, it's basketball. Just basketball. Exactly.
Josh Hart is hilarious. Shout out to his great show, The Roommates Podcast, that he does with Jalen Brunson. He does it every week, normally each and every week, and he talks about different things going on in the NBA. This time around, he was able to speak about the Indiana Pacers series, and I'm so happy that he did that. With the Knicks nowadays, you don't really see exit interviews. You don't really see the players talking about the season, what they felt about it, and what's coming up and what's going to happen in the future. So these podcasts that we get to see players go on, and even if you're a player on the Knicks and you have your own podcast like Jalen Brunson and Josh Hart do, it's really good to have that platform and being able to speak on it to tell fans how you felt about the series and everything that happened in between. But also hearing the hilarious stories that happen afterwards. Josh Hart is the ultimate troll, calling Tyrese Halliburton and telling him exactly what I said. You couldn't get one. The Knicks could have done exactly what you guys did. I absolutely agree with them. If the Knicks somehow managed to win Game 7 after all the things we dealt with and went on to face the Boston Celtics, we maybe could have gotten at least one win. Maybe. But as Josh Hart said, we have no idea what condition Josh Hart would have been in, what percentage he would have been in, how much pain he would have been in. And then Jalen Brunson, obviously with his fractured hand, he would have not been playing. He would have been out. And that means the Knicks would have had to figure out how to beat the Boston Celtics without their superstar player in Jalen Brunson. That would not be an easy task. It would be very difficult. Could the Knicks do it? I think next man up mentality would at least have the Knicks win one game, but they definitely would have not beaten Boston with all the injuries they were dealing with. And obviously losing Jalen Brunson, you're not beating the Boston Celtics. You don't even have a prayer of a chance to beat the Boston Celtics over a 7-game series without Jalen Brunson playing healthy. There is no way, no chance. Jalen Brunson has proved this season that not only is he a superstar, but he can lead a fully healthy team to a potential NBA Finals appearance. All that takes is a little bit of luck, a little bit of health, and also having the right players in order to help what you're trying to build for this team. If Leon Rose in this front office can add the right star players to this roster this offseason, which multiple reports are indicating that's exactly what they're going to do, this Knicks team is looking like an NBA Finals contender for many, many years. But Jalen Brunson is going to be the head of the snake no matter who they add. Because Jalen Brunson and Julius Randle, when they are both healthy, when they are both on and they have everything going for them, you add a little bit of OG Anunoby, a little bit of Isaiah Hartenstein, a little bit of Dante, Josh Hart, Deuce McBride, Tom Thibodeau, that defensive intensity, next man up mentality, you know what that gives you? That gives you a Knicks team that you do not want to see over the course of a 7-game series. I'm including Boston when I'm saying that. And I'm even saying that when it comes to the Knicks facing the Boston Celtics without Jalen Brunson. Even though we wouldn't have JB, we would be missing a number of key players due to injury. I still think that each and every game, Boston would have to fight so hard to win each and every one of those games, because this Knicks team would never quit. They would never stop. They would keep clawing, keep fighting, keep scrapping, trying everything they could to take down Boston, because they have a belief inside them. Thanks to their head coach and Tom Thibodeau, I think that if the Knicks were lucky enough to get to the Eastern Conference Finals, it would have been a way more competitive series, and I think the Knicks would have at least won one game. They would have not gotten swept. But Indiana, unfortunately for them, due to the players, lack of experience, injuries, whatever the case is, they were not able to even get one game against the Boston Celtics. So I have no problem at all with Josh Hart calling up Tyrese Halliburton and getting everything off his chest that he felt when he was playing against him. And that's exactly what it sounds like that he did. And he roasted him in the process. And you know what? He deserved it. If you play like that, or your team gets swept, I think you deserve to get roasted. If it were the Knicks and the Knicks got swept, or the Knicks got to the Eastern Conference Finals and they got swept, would we get any mercy? I doubt it. Every single person would be killing us, talking about us, and telling us, I can't believe that you were this close to the NBA Finals and you ended up getting swept. Well, same message to Indiana. You took the Knicks to a Game 7 at MSG in the Eastern Conference semifinals, dealing with the same type of obstacles that you were dealing with against us with the Boston Celtics. Now, clearly, they were a little bit more healthy and they had their star players playing for them. But either way, you did all of that against the Knicks to go up against Boston and then get swept? Of course Josh Hart's going to call you out on it. I would have done the same thing too. You cannot beat the Knicks the way you did and then go out there wearing Reggie Miller shirts and hoodies. You have Miles Turner smiling at the New York Knicks fans as he's leaving the Garden for Game 7 after they eliminated the Knicks. All of these things happening. And then what happens when you face up against the Boston Celtics? You get swept. Karma is felt. It's felt swiftly. And you can't do anything about it. Tyrese, over those last couple of games, all you could do is watch in horror as the Boston Celtics destroyed the Indiana Pacers. And even though Indiana had the lead in a lot of those games headed into the fourth quarter, it didn't matter because they didn't have a closer. But Boston, they had a number of closers. If Tatum couldn't do it, you had White there. You had Jaylen Brown there. If those two guys couldn't do it, you still had Jason Tatum there. No matter where you looked, you had a star available and they were showing up and doing everything they needed to do to close out Indiana. I'm not sorry for Indy. I'm very happy that Josh Hart did what he did, because calling up Tyrese Halliburton and trolling him, roasting him, destroying him after the Pacers were swept. That's what I expect out of Josh Hart. He is trolling each and every player, each and every teammate for the Knicks at every chance that he gets. You're telling me at this particular point, he wouldn't try to troll Tyrese Haliburton? I would be disappointed in Josh Hart if he wasn't trying to do that. Josh Hart is the ultimate troll. He's been that way for his entire career. And for me, at least I feel, it's gone up a little bit since he's joined the Knicks. That's probably because he plays for the Knicks and it's always in my face now. I'm always seeing his trolling. And he has a podcast with Jalen Brunson. So I see it on a weekly basis. If you haven't checked out the latest episode of the Roommates podcast, or you just haven't checked out the show in general, let me be the first to recommend it. It's an amazing show. You get so much inside information. And without the show, we would have had no information about Josh Hart and what he said to Tyrese Haliburton after the Pacers were swept. But because of that show, we now have this information. Even though he was trolling, he wasn't lying. And I think a small part of him is still a little bit upset and mad that the Knicks are not in the Eastern Conference Finals and not trying to take on the Boston Celtics. Because if I think they were able to do that, like I said, it would have been a way more competitive series. But we can't go backwards. All we can do is move forward. And moving forward, we're going to get healthy. Once we get healthy, we're going to be dangerous. Once we're dangerous, we're running through the league. Once we run through the league, we're going all the way back to the Eastern Conference semifinals. Only difference is we're going to smoke the team we see when we get there, and we're going all the way to the NBA Finals. That's exactly where we could have been this year, but the Eastern Conference Finals, we're likely going to get there next year as long as we're fully healthy and make the right upgrades this offseason. But until we get there, we always have this Josh Hart quote to remember. Y'all couldn't get one win? We could have did that. Forever the troll, and you gotta love it, especially when he plays for your team. But what about you guys? What do you think about these recent comments where Josh Hart completely destroys Tyrese Haliburton and the Indiana Pacers for being swept by the Boston Celtics in the playoffs? Let me know in the comments below, guys, because honestly, I would love to hear from you. But that's going to do it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, go ahead and smash that like button, leave a comment below. And of course, guys, please subscribe to the channel. Until next time, Knicks fans. Peace.